Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. We are back. We are back live on a Wednesday night. I know. It's not on a normal night, but there's a lot to talk about. Sean and the rest of the gang and I thought about, you know what? Let's give you guys 30 minutes of excitement and the truth right here, absolute truth. So I forgot what I'm about to say. Oh well, I'm the Hot Rod. God damn it! Now on the phone line, I have my
oh boy, Sean Black in the building. Good grief, man! You really are sober.
Yes, I am. And Lady T is in the house, y'all. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right. Hey. Oh, let's get right into it because we have a short amount of time. Sean Black and I talked about the other day how it's been since January we talk about the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And New York is on the way of, it's going backwards. It's getting better. We're in phase two right now. And all the hard work, all the back and forth, New York is getting better. But the other states, Texas, California, Florida, shocking me, especially Florida that refused to do the lockdown, finally did a lockdown, but the first state to open back up again is on a high rise and having record numbers of spikes. I believe 5,000 in one day. Sean Black, I know you're going to say, I told you so. But I know you're not shocked by this, but I need to ask, are you shocked by all these fights that's happening recently in these states?
No. And I don't need to expound on all of the things that we've all talked about ad nauseum. Lady T's talked about it, and you've talked about it, and I've talked about it many, many times over this, is the fact that there is a giant sense of hubris with the establishment, with the administration that refuses to actually act like this virus is still here. And I keep hearing so many people talk about there's going to be a second wave and a second wave and a second wave. And I've been saying for the longest time there's no such thing as a second wave because we're still in the first wave. You can't have a second wave if you still don't have full-blown testing nationwide. You still can't do this when you still, in a lot of places, can't go ahead and gather and do the things that we did prior to the pandemic. And even more so, to deny the fact that this is actually still a pandemic, we're starting to see, like you said before, most of the South is what we're seeing, in Florida and Louisiana and Texas and even in California. Arizona's huge spikes. This is ridiculous because the country was opened up way too early. We also know that a lot of these politicians are so hell-bent on opening up the economy, and this president who continues to tout everything related to the economy and to bringing back jobs and bringing back money without having any real safe way to do it, this has become a huge problem, and this is not going to go away, even if the president wants to stick his head in the sand and act like there's nothing going on. And we talked about the rally that he had where he basically talked about holding back the amount of testing, and the reason why is because, in his own words, if we do more testing, we'll have more cases brought up. Well, no kidding. That's the whole point of testing. He just wants to – he's so done with this and doesn't want to take any credit for any of this at all and none of the blame. But if things start to go well, he'll take all of the credit for that. We just know that's what he's waiting for.
All right, Lady T, this morning, the governors, of Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey did a quarantine and basically saying – they don't want no one from these states coming into our region because they work so hard to try to bring the numbers down. So basically, if you went to Florida, either stay your ass in Florida, or if you come to New York, quarantine for 14 days. When you heard that announcement, were you happy or shocked or like, really? Or are you trying to, you know, put your foot down or something?
I just looked at it as it's like what goes around comes around. They did that to us. They're doing that to them and so forth. Is that going to stop the virus from spreading? I don't think so, though. But, okay,
no.
If that's what you guys want to do, that's your solution. There wasn't any solutions or action plans when this first happened. So it's like we're still kind of just flowing with it. People do need to get out. It's really, really hot. You know, take your same precautions that you were doing during March and, you know, February, March, whenever it was that we were in quarantine. But people are getting a little bit loose with it now, and you see people are still coming down with COVID despite, you know, the temperature. Did Dr. Fauci not explain that it has nothing to do with the weather? It's a skin-to-surface-to-skin virus, and it seems like a virus that's being treated. Yeah, but they don't listen to him, and that's the point. It's like they want to open up the economy because it's more about money than our safety, or what's going on right now? I'm not understanding.
That's what it sounds like. It sounds like we care about money than our own skin. So let's sacrifice. Let's say we have 100 people. Let's sacrifice the 20 people, but we still have 80 people, so the numbers are still great. That's what it seems
just
like.
Remember,
it sounds like.
Just remember, it wasn't that long ago when we were hearing a lot of conservative pundits on a lot of other right-wing news arms like Fox News and OAN that were going on publicly and saying, I would rather sacrifice my life and know that I'm an older person and sacrifice my life if I don't cripple the economy and cripple what I've left for my children and grandchildren, et cetera, et cetera. Which falls into the whole argument that the economy means more than anything else. And we all know that it's all a bunch of caca because we know that going forward, we know that a lot of these politicians that are saying all of this stuff are only saying this stuff to try to make themselves look good. But here's the thing. They want the people that are listening to them to be the sacrificial lambs. Those are the ones that don't have the same health insurance health policies that a lot of these politicians have, or a lot of the real rich people that are looking at trying to save the economy and save their way of life from changing because of the fact that they don't have anything going for them outside of this money that they got. Remember, they got a huge tax cut just a couple of years ago, and a lot of people are still paying for that. Then you have the protests that have been going on, which now we've seen has further hurt a lot of other businesses because, one, a lot of them aren't opening up because of the pandemic, but, two, a lot of businesses for a short amount of time were afraid of opening because of fear of looting, et cetera, et cetera. So compound all of that with everything that's going on today, and then all you hear about is the same tired story that it's going to go away, it'll be a miracle, the sun will change it. Drink bleach, that'll kill it. All of the normal garbage that we've been hearing going against the facts. All of the normal stuff that we've been hearing going against the facts that we know that the scientists and the doctors and the medical professions have told us to do. If you get lax, you're going to have these spikes because these government agencies and places, they've opened up way too early, and a lot of this is being traced back to when? Memorial Day weekend, when everybody was on the beach.
Sean, to your point,
can I just say something
to
Sean's point real quick, Hot Rod? Please do not drink bleach.
That's true. Man, that's a good disclaimer. Do not drink bleach, please.
Yeah.
Even though some people have done that, some people use bleach on food, which makes no sense. Do not use bleach. That's your public service announcement from Blog Talk Radio.
There was actually a two-week spike of people calling 911 in the emergency room because of ingesting household chemicals because they thought that this president's suggestion was something that was
they deserve it.
Heartbreaking.
Well, they deserve it. I'm sorry. They deserve it. You know, you that I don't want to use the word stupid enough to take that, but if you're not stupid to take bleach and drink it, not like, not, if I told my 6-year-old son not to drink bleach and he drank it, he's drunk. He doesn't know. He'd like to try it out. But you're 45 years old, like Sean Black, and you're drinking bleach, and you get sick, you deserve it. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know. But the protest. Remember, a few months ago, in all the states, you have people protesting for nail salons, you know, business open back up and all that stuff. They're talking about guns and everything. And we discussed, like, people are protesting with weapons who have businesses open, and that was majority were white people. While we have black and white people protesting against equality, for equal justice, for cop killing. Do you see the priorities of some Americans have? Like, they'd rather fight for nail salons and barbershops compared to police killing and injustice towards black people?
Well, you also have to remember what kind of system we live under. We live under a system that has been in place for hundreds of years where capitalism rules the day. Capitalism is the main crux of everything going along. And what has happened for a very long time is that the only people that were able to benefit from the mass amounts of capitalism in place were white people. You had Latinos and black men and women. You also had Asians who were coming over. You remember hearing about all of the, during World War II, the internment camps that you heard, especially during after Pearl Harbor was bombed, and then the racism that happened to Asian Americans, especially of Japanese descent. Jewish people had a lot, they had to hear a lot of bigotry and nonsense. So it happened to a lot of races that came into this country or were even born here, but had to deal with this kind of stuff happening within that system.
Okay, Lady T, like I asked Sean this question, this is like one of my pet peeves, mask and face cover. Like earlier today, I went to a Jamaican restaurant to get some food, and, you know, they allowed a certain amount of people inside the store. And one woman walked in, while we was waiting for our food, we heard sneeze. A loud sneeze, 1, 2, 3 sneeze inside the restaurant. The guy over the counter with his Jamaican accent, "Where the hell is your mask, girl? Put on your freaking mask, you're sneezing over the place." Why? Some people do not want to wear masks or face covers, knowing that it's a protection for them and for other people as well.
You know, in all honesty, from what I do know, it is protection for people with weakened immune systems, people who have a cold or flu. They would benefit more from the mask, believe it or not. But as far as you should have a face cover, and you go in, okay, put your mask on real quick, 2 seconds. You can take it down when you come out. People need to breathe. It's nothing proven that these masks is going to prevent the coronavirus. We've seen many people who done all the proper precautions that they asked and so forth still get it. So that's why some people don't even believe in the mask, that the mask is going to help. I also seen the other day going to the supermarket, it was the most disgusting thing. A guy had the N95 mask, and it was dirty as freaking hell, like the black, gray dirty. So how many times has that guy possibly used that, and why does he think right about now that it's going to help him? You need a new mask, bro.
Yeah.
When they told people about the mask, they should have taught people how to use them.
Yeah. And I think also that same similar thing happened to me early today. I went to the post office to mail some stuff off and then came back to get something to eat from local McDonald's. I went inside. I waited on the line, and there was a guy that came in. He looked disheveled, dirty shirt. You know, he was asking people for $1 so he can get something to drink. You know, he's asking people all over if they have something. Okay, he walks away. He goes to the entrance because, you know, most McDonald's have 2 doors on either side of the McDonald's. He goes to the far side, and he gets into a huge coughing fit, just, and didn't cover his mouth, anything else. And everybody on the line looked in his direction. And then they walked all the way over to the side where the line was, where I was standing, to get away from that door. And these are the kinds of things that are scary to the average person that has no idea even with a mask on, what can happen. Because there are cases of people that have gotten the coronavirus through their eyes. This is the reason why a lot of people are starting to wear full face guards now.
Listen to me. We're in allergy season right now. Like, give me a break with all of that. And second of all, these masks you have on 24/7, you need to breathe. And if you don't sneeze, at all in one day, you have something going on with your system if you don't sneeze or cough. Those are natural things that should be going on for your body. So when you want to keep these masks on, even when you're in the cars and things like that, you should take it down by then. It's just you in the car, whatever the case may be. You need to breathe. We do not know what we're breathing in. So let's stop.
True. All right, K-Dog, anything you'd like to add on to this?
Well, first up, good evening, everybody. The problem that's going on right now with the COVID-19 is that now as the weather grows warmer, people have gotten careless. People think, oh, this stuff is going away. Well, it's not going away, because if you look at the number of cases in other states that have opened since, let's just say, since Memorial Day weekend, and they let everything open. Oh, yeah, let's open everything up. But meanwhile, people are getting sick. More and more people are getting sick. If you look at, let's just say, places like Arizona, places like Oklahoma, places like Florida, it's like people have gotten too relaxed. I mean, we're still in a pandemic. This stuff is not going away anytime soon. That's the reality of it. We just got to be careful. We really have to be careful.
True. Next up, I'd like to talk about something that's been very trending lately. Karens with an attitude, KWA.
Oh, my goodness.
Sean, what's up with these Karens videos that be popping out of nowhere? And why is the trend of a white woman either calling the police? Like, there's a new version of Barbecue Betty. I forgot. You remember the calls last year or 2 years ago of people calling the cops? I forgot their names already.
Barbecue but now, Becky this year, and, you know, Becky. Alley Cat. Alice or whatever the names they came with. The internet really comes up with a lot of these names. But Karen,
but now
it drives me
Karen.
Crazy because my mother's name is Karen, and that's what drives me crazy. Yeah. I got to hear this stuff, and my mother's got to hear this stuff all the time. And it drives her absolutely insane.
But what is going on with these Karens? Like, why are it seem like white women are being afraid or being prejudgmental and making a ruckus of things?
We've seen a paradigm shift in society within the last couple of years where, as you've heard me talk about white shame, where a lot of things that have happened through either the media or old things that are starting to change, the ones that hold on to that entitlement that whatever is in this country belongs to them, their ways, everything should be my way now all the time, those things are slowly changing. And the ones that are still in those set ways feel threatened. What is the best way to get rid of that same thing? Use all of the tools that you have available to you to move that dial and move that away from them, i.e. phone calls, calling the cops, using the buzzwords against black people. We've seen ad nauseum. I've seen a quote-unquote Karen story of a black person that was at a Mercedes-Benz dealership ready to buy a car. Woman got in front of him saying, well, what are you doing here? There are numerous stories of these kinds of things happening, and some of them are somewhat funny because some of them actually do get their comeuppance. But what is starting to happen is now everybody that has a cell phone, which is literally everybody on planet Earth at this point. There are more cell phones on this planet than there are people, it seems. They're starting to document this stuff. And when you start to see the reactions that go on, this is going to be weeded out. It's going to get much worse before it starts to get better. And this is the kind of thing that happened, especially with a pandemic and everybody staying at home. And I remember warning Hot Rod about this before the pandemic broke out. I said, you notice it's been quiet. We haven't heard about a lot of people calling the cops on black folks. And literally the week after I said that is when all this stuff started to happen.
So in other words, Sean started this whole mess. Well, Brother B,
blame
is anything like to add on to this? Brother B.
I mean, salutations, everyone.
Greetings.
What's up?
Hey.
Same old immature stuff. Same old immature. It ain't nothing changed. I mean, like Sean said, it's the entitlement that they feel and that they can just do that. You know, they ain't no if and buts about it. I mean, some people just, I remember it was some David Chappelle skit a long time ago, some time ago. He was doing a show, and he had a skit where it says white people feel that they own everything.
I'm sorry, Brother B. Can you talk a little bit louder, please? Brother B, you're breaking up. Can you talk a little bit louder?
Oh, I was saying that David Chappelle had this skit on his show where he was talking about, oh, white people feel like they own everything. So he was going around with white powder on the face. He was like, we own this, we own this, we own this, and we own that. And their whole thing is that's how they feel. They're going to continue to feel like that no matter what. And they're going to feel that way even more when they feel like they're starting to lose control of the situation. So what do? They call a cop, and it'll give them some type of peace of mind as to getting a grip on the situation. Because, you know, no matter what, Hot Rod, you ain't supposed to be at the job you're at. You know, neither is Sean Black, neither is Lady T, neither is K-Dog. You guys ain't supposed to be going to supermarkets at the same time they're going. Like, you know, we're supposed to have different color water fountains and stuff like that. All that stuff in some of their minds still apply. We ain't supposed to be there. That's just that.
Lady T, anything like that on?
It's hot. People don't act stupid. I don't know what to say for that. I don't know. Like,
listen, you know what? You
just
said it. Put that as a T-shirt. It's hot.
Yeah. Well, don't take it. It's copywritten. It's copywritten.
Oh,
there
you go.
At
least I get a dollar off of each one you make. There you go.
Yeah, we'll
of
do
course.
That.
Hey, dog. Anything like that on before we move on?
It's just the stupidity of it, because it's like it's a sad reminder of the white privilege. And that way they feel that, oh, I could call the cops whenever. Oh, I'm going to call the police. Oh, my goodness, there's a black person right outside. There's a black person not knowing that the person actually lives there. You know, they see a black person come into an house. Oh, what are you doing here? Like, I'm going to call the police. Okay, go ahead and call the police. I live here. It's just the stupidity of it.
And last but not least, I talk about someone who has white privilege all the time. Phil the Fist Man Fisher, anything you'd like to say on this?
Hey, Phil.
Hey, guys. Just quickly, with the COVID-19, with what you were talking about earlier, social distancing is not being adhered to. I can tell you that for a fact. I mean, I work for Walmart, and you know what they've done in the stores now? They put, like, red and green paneling on the floor on which way you should shop across the aisles. Like, it says shop this way, and then it says do not enter, and nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to wear a mask almost.
They don't care.
I'm wearing a mask, and here's the thing. I'm wearing a mask almost for 8 hours. I mean, I work in a pharmacy, and you got to see the way they barricaded the pharmacies. I can barely hear the person in the mask when they give me their name and date of birth just to get their prescriptions.
And well, Phil, can I ask you real quick? Distancing, really, is it possible? How many millions of people are on this planet? How many millions of people in New York alone? Like, is it really realistic? Like, can it really actually be done?
No.
Especially in a small place like Walmart or like a Target, can you really social distance?
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, and you know, here's the thing. If you look in Walmart, they actually have it. They've marked spots on the floor saying, you know, 6 feet. You know, that's the thing they're talking about with social distancing. But it's not going to work. There's no way, especially if you're waiting on a line full of people.
If you're in the aisle, I need to get baby food. It's not.
Yeah. No, but that's why
if you look at the average shopping cart, it's roughly about 5 to 6 feet in length. So if most people are shopping, the length of the shopping cart should be enough room between you and the next shopper. The issue isn't necessarily is social distancing if it's not working. It does work when it's applied right. The issue is, do the people have the enough will to actually follow through with it and stick with it?
But,
if we're seeing people butt-rushing into a shopping mall,
because some people don't believe in following rules. Because this is how it is. Well, I'm going to go in regardless. Or I'm just here to shop. Oh, what is this thing about social distancing? I've heard people, you've seen it on TV as well, who've gotten into conflict saying, like, for example, about the masks, social distancing. Like, okay, you have to stand a certain way. What do you mean I have to stand a certain way? What is this? This is stupid. I'm not going to follow it. And that's the reality of it. It's sad.
The reality of it is actually, we weren't made to social distance. Number one.
Exactly.
Number two, we were in winter. Half of the state was inside, while the other half was able to be outside, walk around, and practice social distancing. It's hot. You need to get out.
Yeah.
You cannot stay inside mentally stable. It is not realistic.
So you
have everybody now wanting to come out. This is not going to work. You can stay at a social distance where you're not on someone's back or next to their clothing, let's say, whatever the case is. It's surface to skin. Why aren't we understanding that?
True, but if you're going to cough or sneeze, please have a decent
cover your mouth
cover
the same
mouth.
Way you
cover
would do
mouth.
Before. And people,
that is,
you keep thinking that wearing a mask for 8 and 10 hours and not being able to breathe, I'm sure when all this COVID is over, they'll be talking to you guys about the people who wanted to keep those masks on forever and ever and wasn't allowing their lungs to get some breath and things like that. Remember, I said that.
Listen, I'm an asthmatic. When I get it, I can't play around. I need to breathe. I like air.
Same thing? Same thing, too. I like air, but not New York air. New York air is dirty. But let's go straight to Bubba Wallace right now. Sean, quickly, what's the story about Bubba Wallace now?
Well, right now we know that he, being a NASCAR driver, the only black driver in NASCAR, found a noose in his garage. It was explained to be a rope that was used to close a garage door. He didn't even himself see the noose after everything that's been going on. One of the people in his garage told him that. It was on camera that it's been there. The FBI was actually sent to investigate it, but even more so, here's the crazy thing. That noose has been there since last year in the same garage. So a rope fashioned as a noose happens to be in the same garage that the only African-American driver on the NASCAR circuit happens to have it there. It's absolutely insane. And even worse, the reaction of all of the other people involved, that's what's going to be the bigger memory out of this whole thing.
Plus,
so, guys, you think with that, in 2019, he didn't know he was going to get garage number 4, and nobody knew that. That was where they found the noose, a.k.a. what they call garage pole.
Yeah, and if anybody has seen what that rope looks like, that was definitely shaped and tied to be a noose.
I don't remember what show I was watching, but do you guys think it may have been an inside job? I don't remember what show I was watching, but I believe somebody made mention of it.
Are you guys familiar with NASCAR? Because I've been watching NASCAR since 1994.
I've been watching NASCAR since I was a kid, so I definitely
know. Yeah, so I'm familiar with it. And are we familiar, like, if you're a black person watching it or a black person playing it, they would say, okay, you're white or whatever the case may be. Have you ever had that, Sean? Your friends would say, it's a race car, golf, and so forth. So a girl named Tia Norfleet, she's the only other black female NASCAR driver. She actually, said a couple of days ago when this first surfaced that his story is crap. She doesn't believe it, so forth. You have the FBI that's not going to be charging anyone. It was there since 2019. But being familiar with NASCAR, and people would say it's quote-unquote racist, and I got to say quote-unquote. But being that we're living in this time where a lot of people's things are being uncovered, sports is going to be uncovered, and so forth, and they consider it a garage pull. It's very possible that it was a garage pull to them, the way they tied it to them. To someone else who is of a different race may see it a different way. You understand
and
what I'm saying? So,
At the same time, a target on his back because a Confederate flag was taken down in Fort NASCAR. And like I told Sean yesterday over the phone, imagine if everything that's happened before we find out the breaking news, if this was a stage or inside job, would he be surprised? And Sean, what was your answer?
I said, if nothing surprises me anymore, even though I doubt it, but I also said that it's going to be the reaction to what happens is what's going to determine what anybody thinks about. And the reason why I bring that up is because there was a driver on the course. Remember, there was somebody that quit NASCAR just 2 weeks ago. His name is Ray Cicerelli. He decided to leave because NASCAR banned. Yeah, a nobody that nobody knows about, and he wasn't that good of a driver to begin with, decided to quit NASCAR because of NASCAR's ban on Confederate flags. And now, mind you, with the Confederate flag ban, we also had at Talladega, that same, let's just say Tallahassee, that same race course, a plane flew right over the stadium with a Confederate flag that said defund NASCAR. So all of that, plus the noose, and then the reaction by another driver by the name of Mike Skinner, who basically said, and this is his quote from Twitter, I know it's not what you guys want to hear, but my hat is off to those who put the noose in his car. Frankly, I wish they would have tied him to and dragged him around the pits because he has single-handedly destroyed what I grew up watching and cared about for 30 years now. This is coming from a race car driver on the NASCAR circuit now. After the scene that we've seen,
well, why wouldn't
all
they? They're exposing NASCAR as being racist. This is what they do. You understand what I'm saying? They even called him Bubba Smollett. Like, how dare you?
Yeah,
it's really, really sad.
Yes, and that's the reason why I said it's going to be the reaction that's going to determine what that is, even more so than what actually happened.
All right, Phil.
You know, it would not surprise me if it was an inside job with this whole thing with the news, because as far as I know, NASCAR has always been a predominant white sport. I mean, we can all agree on that. Have I ever gained interest?
Yeah,
we can agree on that. But, you know, I've really never have been able to gain the interest of watching NASCAR. And I'll give you an example. When I used to work for Kroger, there were a bunch of workers that they used to have a NASCAR pool, and every now and then a neutral source, someone, you know, that's not in the pool, would actually help them draw their numbers. And, you know, and I once asked them, I said, you know, no offense in anything, but isn't the race kind of boring? Doesn't it get interesting at some point? And they said to me, the best part of the race is the last 25 laps of the whole thing. Otherwise, you can get bored very easily with it.
Yes, indeed. And basically, you can watch the whole race in a recap in ESPN Sports Center, and you'd be okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, if you're not a diehard race fan and don't know anything about it, if all you look at is one of two things, the last 25 laps, and if you're looking for crashes. And that's what a lot of
people
say.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I couldn't sit in Martinsville Raceway, which is about an hour and a half from me, from where I live, and just stay there for a whole bunch of hours just watching the cars go on. I'd be bored out of my mind in a half an hour.
True, well, for you guys that like to play video games, it's fun to play the NASCAR video game.
But, Brother B, anything you'd like to add on to this redneck sport?
NASCAR has always been predominantly white, and I think they're going to try to discredit him because they don't need the NASCAR name hurt. It's a big money maker. Mm-hmm. It's a big white thing. I mean, if you look at most of the sports besides hockey, it's the only predominantly white sport that they have. And I never really considered it a sport. I just considered it some type of entertainment or something like that. But, you know, they don't like the fact that he's coming in and
okay, now what? I got to put away my flag or what? I got to do this. I got to do that. Why? Just for this guy? Yeah, like, nah, forget that. Nah. So, listen, I got a garage. I don't use no rope that looks like a noose to pull the door closed. There's actually a handle to pull the door closed. Now, you're talking about this NASCAR. Don't they have electronic doors? I mean, does everybody else have a door where they
who knows?
You know, so why did
you would think so by now from the description that he described of the garage. You would think so by now that they would have
that,
maybe right?
Maybe his garage didn't have the electronic.
And remember, it's all on video, so you can actually see the garage on the surveillance tape. You can see that it's one of those type that has a handle on the door. And if push comes to shove, instead of using a rope, you could just use like a long crowbar or something like that. Or like you guys are just saying, use something electronic. It's the 21st century.
Exactly.
And
they make a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. Oh,
exactly.
K-Dog, last word on this. Anything like that on K-Dog?
Listen, it's just that the face of racism is finally coming out with all of this. I mean, it's like as soon as Bubba said something, well, everyone went up. And of course, with the Confederate flag ban, now you see who's – now the masks are finally coming off.
Yeah. All right. And I can't believe for this last topic we will discuss about this because the 4th of July is like, what, 2 weeks away? Well, on social media, and I'm sure in your guys' neighborhood, I don't know about you, Phil, late May, there have been – fireworks nonstop throughout the country.
I've been hearing about this. I mean, especially what I saw last night. That was just horrible. What they did to that poor homeless guy for no reason at all.
Hmm. You also had people houses catching on fire. They showed, and a 3-year-old boy got burned. Also,
it's really
sad. Well, it's becoming very dangerous.
Yeah, there's fireworks going on right now outside of the house as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's a couple of booms going on down the block. It's crazy.
Fireworks does not go on for like a half an hour. We talk about all night long to like 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Ronnie, remember, I grew up in New York. I remember weeks before, you know, the 4th of July, people would be shooting off fireworks like crazy.
I
mean,
but the key word you said weeks before, that we've been doing it for almost a month now of fireworks nonstop. My question is,
it's been crazy.
If New York, if it's illegal to have fireworks in New York, where are these people getting all this heavy fireworks from?
They leave the state in New York and go where it's legal, and then they just bring it back with them. You come to my state of Virginia, it's legal. I mean, Walmart, there's a tent. They got tents set up like where Walmart or Kroger or any of these other big places are. They have tents set up. I mean, they even sell the fireworks in the stores and all that stuff.
You guys know this is not the first year that it's been going on, though. It's been going on before 4th of July. They would always do this. It just seems nonstop due to the fact that we've been indoors and it's been nice and quiet. And then, boom, here goes these freaking fireworks. Who started this? I was like, aren't we under curfew? So who's out there?
the
cops out there, yo? Like, what's up?
That's a key thing. With 311 complaints have gone through the roof. Lately, the police have not been doing anything in these neighborhoods to calm down these fireworks. Do you think there's a little process behind it that the police are doing their own type of protesting? Like, you know what? First, you curse out the cops, and now you corner the cops to help
like
control things down?
Now you guys need to defund the fireworks, okay?
it's been one hell of a noise.
Something that seems to be free,
Brother B?
You know?
Brother B, I know you're doing your own fireworks over there. I know you start fireworks by your job over there.
Nah, I never. I don't mess with fireworks at all. I never really did. But I mean, it's like what Lady T said. People have been locked in the house for months.
It's getting hot. It's getting hot outside. It's summertime. I mean, what do you think people are going to do? People are going to go outside. People want to be outside. They want to socialize. Like, we weren't made to stay inside, simple and plain. It's like, if you've been living on this earth for how many years, and some of us didn't have to deal with the went around the time where the Spanish flu or whatever other pandemics happened. So, all right, it's our time.
Yeah.
So now we've been quarantined. We're kind of tired of it, so now we want to get out. We want to socialize. We want to be human again. Now, fireworks, I mean, there's something that's been going on. It's extra now because, you know, once again, like Lady B said, everybody is just like, yo, it'd be free. People feel free, so they start doing wild stuff. They throw caution into the wind, and then they start shooting skyrockets, you know, rockets at each other.
And you got quarantine.
Yeah, in terms of police, I mean, they probably like let them rock.
And there is where part of my theory is what I was about to bring up, is the fact that we've had protests nonstop for about a month. We've been hearing nothing but quote-unquote negative feedback about the police and how there's systematic racism involved, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What
now
we're starting to see now, because the fireworks have been going off since around Memorial Day. Now, for those that don't live in the New York area, usually we don't hear fireworks this early. It's usually probably about the middle of June, maybe a week or so before Independence Day, roughly around that time. We don't
and not all night and not all like all night long. Not all night.
Not till 4 in the morning.
So I've heard
grown people doing it. It's grown adults. Guys that are in their 30s and 40s.
How do you know that? Are you out there? How do you know that?
Some of them are
successful
about it.
We don't know who's doing it. Mess around and be the cops doing it.
But you know what? It's funny that my son told me the other night, Daddy, it's only 6 o'clock. Why there's fireworks out there already? I don't know, son. I don't know. People have nothing better to do. He's like, he don't understand. 6 o'clock, it's still, you know, sunlight outside. It's not nighttime yet. Why there's fireworks? People are bored.
And even more so, you got elderly people that may be suffering from dementia. You've got special needs kids that probably need sleep. You have people. You have essential workers
the
hospital. You've got people with pets.
This
crazy. And you have all of this going on right now at times when people would like to be able to sit and relax. I don't have a problem with certain fireworks going off because you kind of expect it. But I don't expect, like you were just saying, when it hits 6 to 7 p.m. around here, and in some days we've actually seen fireworks go off as early as 3 in the afternoon. But when it's 5, 6 o'clock at night, and then it stops about 4 in the morning, maybe 4:30 in the morning, something is wrong here. Okay?
My question to you guys with that, right, is our governor is always quick to say something about things. How come he's not saying anything with the fireworks?
He's tired.
That's part of the issue.
He's tired.
The task force in New York City about that was going to have for the fireworks is going to be like a fireworks task force that's going to go around New York City and try to weed out where the illegal fireworks are going in certain neighborhoods, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not just New York City. Uh-huh. It's all over the country. It's happened in California and Florida and Texas and all over the place.
Yeah, but when it's dangerous of people getting burned and houses getting burned, they're showing it on the news. They need to come on now. Let's stop.
Well, okay, guys, we got 50 seconds left. Well, like I told Sean yesterday, we're dealing with a pandemic, protests, Black Lives Matter, statue being brought down, fireworks, hornets. Brother B is losing his mind. I don't know what's next. What's coming
welcome
up, what's coming
to life. Welcome to life, guys. Welcome to planet Earth.
Hot Rod.
Yeah.
Has the president made America great yet? Based on
absolutely.
This is the best it's going to be for him.
Wow. If this is the best it's going to be, we got a long 6 months to the rest of this year.
Ooh. That's in okay. We can ride it out. We've been rocking with him for 3.5 so
this
far. Right
now. This is a year for all of us to remember indeed. Thank you all. Have a good night. Stay safe. See you guys
you
next
too.
Time. Take care.
Good night.
Thank you.
The pleasure was all yours.
That's right.
Indeed.